a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Just getting word here at KSL News Radio that a former Woods Cross police officer has been charged with two felonies regarding a rather messy incident that happened earlier this year. We're digging into it more here in the newsroom. But he is facing an aggravated assault charge and also a second aggravated assault charge regarding a shooting. And it's something I read in the probable cause statement moments ago, Dave, that caught my attention. It appears that the reason he was charged is because he was firing after this incident went down at a vehicle, according to prosecutors, that was trying to maneuver away from him. And they fired four shots at this vehicle that was maneuvering away from him. You've been digging into this as well. What did you find out about it?
Yeah, this happened back in early February, and two men who were arrested after this incident. Two men were arrested. As you said, they were fleeing police. And according to Woods Cross Police Chief Chad Sof, he said, shots were fired by my officer because he felt his life was in imminent danger when he shot at the truck. Now, I believe there was four shots fired into the truck. None of them hit anybody, so nobody was injured in this. And then the truck speeds off. This is according to an article in the Deseret News. You may remember this story, but the truck speeds off. There's this high-speed chase, 90 miles an hour. Police are pursuing it. Mm. In fact, at one point, the police cruiser actually crashes into the truck when the driver slammed on the brakes. That was in the probable cause statement. So eventually this vehicle was stopped. These two individuals were arrested. They were booked into the Davis County Jail. But this is the news today, is that the county prosecutor is going to charge the officer.
Has officially charged with two counts, from what I'm reading off of this document, two counts of aggravated assault. Based on the police officer's actions, of course, there's always more sides to the story than just the prosecutor's side. We'll continue to pursue that throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio. Want to turn our attention over to, how about this?
Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, AOC. Did you see her last night? Was it last night she attended that gala?
The Met Gala.
Yeah. It was one of the biggest fashion events of the year. She's wearing a white dress with the message, "Tax the Rich," written on the back. And that is going to jumpstart our conversation into how much they're going to start taxing people.
Okay.
According to the new tax plan.
This is representative. We say AOC sometimes. Because that's how she's known, because that's her Twitter handle. But it's Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. She's out of New York. And anyway, she's very, very much in the vein of Bernie Sanders. She's a huge Bernie Sanders supporter, a Democratic socialist. Anyway, she attends the Met Gala, and it's this beautiful white dress. It is a gorgeous dress. And as she's walking on the red carpet and she's coming toward the cameras, you're just like, oh, that's a beautiful dress. She turns around, and in big red letters on the back, it just is, it's like spray painted, "Tax the Rich."
Ugh.
And I'm like, that is bold, because to even get into the Met Gala, that is That is high-end fashion. It is an expensive ticket.
$30,000?
$30,000 per ticket. So she rolls up to a $30,000 party.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, by the way, folks, in my designer dress, we're taxing you.
Hey, Mr. Entertainment Tonight. Can we get to the meat before we run out of time about why we're talking about this? Because the Democrats, they unveil this tax structure. Now, I thought President Biden was pushing for, you know, much higher percentages. So I don't know. This must be some sort of a compromise. But they want to tax people who are earning, couples earning $450,000 a year or more, or an individual making $400,000 a year or more. Do the math on that one. 39.6%. 39.6% of their income goes to pay federal income tax. That's up. Currently, it's at about, you're probably wondering, what is it at now? 37%.
Yeah, it's a bump. It's not a huge bump.
Do the math on that. Do the math on that for me.
There's a lot of math that I could do here, but there's a few things that really stand out to me. Number one, $400,000 is a lot of money. If you're making $400,000 a year, that's a lot of money.
You think it's a good salary?
Certainly a good salary, right? But just let that sink in, that you will be taxed 40%.
Mm-hmm.
40% of whatever you make is a huge percentage. So if you make $400,000, what is that? $160,000 in taxes? $160,000.
You were over there rubbernecking the salaries of local doctors who work for the University of Utah, which, because it's, you know, like a state kind of facility, those salaries are listed publicly on a website. So give me your analysis of what you found.
Okay, well, there are several doctors, many doctors up at the University of Utah that make over $1 million, right around $1.1 million. But for this conversation, let's just say they make $1 million. This is a doctor and many doctors that are very accomplished, that have really hit the pinnacle of their career.
Make
$1 million.
Do surgeries.
High-end surgeries, right? Yeah. Some of the best surgeons in the entire nation.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So they get paid $1 million a year. 400,000 of that is going to be sent off to the feds. Hey, you want 400,000? There you go. Now they're left with 600,000. That's a significant amount. But they are taking 40%. That right there just feels so wrong at its core. Like, here's a doctor that has hit the pinnacle, but we're going to take 40% of every single dollar you earn. That is wrong.
But what's the solution?
Well, you certainly, what's the solution?
Cut back on spending?
Spending is a huge one. If your answer is, I've got to take basically one out of every two of your dollars, that is not the answer. I don't have a better solution, or I have some ideas, but I certainly have a better solution than I'm going to take one out of every $2 that you earn.
There's a lot more to this tax plan. So let's save some of the conversation for tomorrow.
I just want to add this one little thing. Remember, this is federal taxes.
This
doesn't even count state taxes.
I already said that.
I just want to remind you.
We'll continue that conversation tomorrow, because I'm particularly struck about the capital gains tax, the increase in the capital gains. And that would affect a lot of Utahns who want to sell their homes, because they've made so much in equity on their homes. So we're going to dive into that conversation tomorrow. Straight ahead, important situation going on right now at a elementary school in Davis County. They've reached the COVID-19 threshold for cases at that school. So we're going to have a live interview as they test to stay students today to see if they can keep them in the classroom.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.